A crowd of about 200 worried Raitahi locals cheered this afternoon when they were told State Highway 4, that's been blocked by a massive slip to the town's south, will be repaired. A 400-metre stretch of the road between Whanganui and Raitahi completely collapsed and slid down a hillside at the beginning of the month. It means less through traffic and business for the central North Island town, longer travel times to Whanganui Hospital, with some children having to go cross-country to get to school. And locals are worried Raitahi could turn into a ghost town if the highway's not fixed quick smart.
But I just want to acknowledge that there is a nervousness that goes on with this, and we don't want to see red tape squash us into having this community. Already in the last few days I've seen that there's been such a drop in the traffic, and we don't want to see A, isolation, B, the businesses suffer too much, and C, just red tape pushing us aside and saying, no, this is not going to happen.
Ruapehu Mayor Don Cameron has been at the first of two meetings with locals, the New Zealand Transport Agency and Civil Defence, and he joins us now. Good evening. Can you tell us what the latest is in terms of the slip site to start off with?
The latest that we had today is that the slip is still moving quite noticeably and is expanding. So it's roughly about 400 to 500 metres now, but it could actually even get wider. So obviously NZTA are now actively looking for an alternative route. But at the same time, they also want to provide a one-way route for people to be able to use the State Highway 4 as soon as possible.
So when you say another route, are you talking about going across someone's farmland or making a track, or what exactly do you mean?
Yes, it's they're already talking with local landowners, and particularly Te Heo Corporation, which is the largest Māori corporation there. And that there is actually another surveyed area anyway that was surveyed in the 30s, I gather. So they're actively looking at what else could be done. But the problem being is that everywhere they look, there is actually earth on the move. However, since talking with them, we've had several people that live in that area saying, look, there is another possibility and you need to come and have a look at it. So they're on their way back, actually, to go with locals to have a look and see, yep, this is an area that we could possibly punch a two-way road through.
And that's on private land, Don? That's on private land, this alternative that you're looking at?
Yes, it sounds like it is on private land. Look, part of it may wander off, of course, because some of those survey lines wander into reserve areas as well. But definitely it would have to be negotiating with private landowners.
And so what would the nature of that kind of road be? Would it be unsealed? Would you only have four-wheel drive vehicles? Is there going to be a curfew or certain times? I mean, what scope will there be to use that road and for who?
Well, at this stage, they're negotiating with the landowner around opening up a four-wheel drive track, and that's really to allow such things as fertiliser to be delivered and stock to be taken out, rather than for public to use at this stage, because this is getting into a busy period for local farmers, without a doubt. So they're negotiating with that. But they made it very clear to the meeting they are going to build a two-lane road exactly the same as was there before, but it may not be in the same place, is the only quid pro quo they made, is that statement.
Okay, so in essence, this temporary road they're looking to build would be a service road for locals and people coming in with supplies rather than tourists.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what they stated at stage. There is other local roads. We've got the Wanghu Valley Fields Track Road, which has at the moment been, I would say, overused because people are sort of just checking to see if they can use that. So we've got tourists and other people using that. The problem being with that, it's unmarked. If you're not used to driving that road and you don't drive to the left, there's a high likelihood that we're going to have accidents on there.
Okay.
So we made it pretty clear today that is actually for locals to use rather than for general public.
So the permanent fix, the fact that they've committed to building another highway exactly to the same standard, how long do they reckon that will be away?
Well, that's the one question they couldn't answer directly, simply because they don't know. They're hoping that by the end of this week Sitting by next week, that I'll have some further direction. And so what we've committed is that within a month's time, we'll hold another public meeting, and where they then can give the locals the timeframes around the building of the new road.
So what are the residents' main concerns at the moment?
Look, the main concern is just the sheer drop-off of the expected number of people coming through the town. So what we're doing now is working with our local Visit Rupehu, our RTO, and with the business owners, and looking at different types of promotions, better signage to direct traffic into Rotorua, and such things as using Facebook to invite people to come in. And already I gather there's about 30-odd people coming from Tomarui this weekend to spend a day in Rotorua, using the facilities here and going to the Dinosaur House as well as using the cafe. So, and when people heard that, you could see the feeling was, we are one big community, let's help each other. And that's the way the community, people that left here, I think had that feeling that people are right behind them.
So how significant is the drop off in through traffic? Can you give us an idea of how many people would usually use that part, that road, and what's it like right now?
So usually it's up to 2,000 vehicle movements a day, of which there's about 365 truck movements going past Rotorua on State Highway 4. That has now come down to probably a couple of hundred that are coming through using the road from Aukuni to Rotorua and down to Tiriti.
That's got to hurt.
Yes, it does, without a doubt. But at the same time, talking with the businesses, as I've said, we're ready to do whatever promotion and signage is required to bring the traffic numbers up. And it will happen, without a doubt. The signage that has on State Highway 4, north of Rotorua, states that Rotorua is closed. The State Highway 4 is closed at Rotorua. That's not true. It's closed beyond Rotorua. So those signs come down tonight, and new signs will come up telling people that Rotorua is open, and you can go east-west through Rotorua down to Piperigi and onto the River Road.
Okay, there's also been talk about, obviously, access to health facilities and Whanganui Hospital. We know there are some people who go there for dialysis, so not a situation where you need to be choppered out because you've had a heart attack or an immediate emergency. What can you do for those patients who have to regularly go to Whanganui?
So, yep, you're absolutely right. And so we met with emergency services yesterday and with the CEO of Whanganui DHB, Russell Simpson, and they have now got put plans in place for people with long-term illnesses. I'm sure if they have to be taken out, it's still going to be a road trip on State Highway 1. The main thing is we need an ambulance station here full-time, in Aukuni particularly, and they'll be transferred to an ambulance, say, at Taihape or a little bit further on, and then the ambulance comes back. But anybody with status 1 or 2, such as kidney failure, sudden failure, or road accident, definitely a chopper will be used.
You are now going to bring in an ambulance to be permanently stationed there for this purpose?
Yes, so the St John has made sure that they're working with Tomarui Hospital as well as Whanganui Hospital to make sure an ambulance is always stationed in the southern part of Ruapehu, simply because the number of people that are visiting here, we need it.
Okay, so what can you do about relief for the business community? And I know you're changing signage, you're going to do a publicity campaign, but is there any suggestion you can go to the government for assistance or set up a mayoral fund? Are you making moves in that direction?
Look, yes, we will be, no doubt about that. What we do need, though, is some timeframes around that. And that's been the problem with the meeting today. We still don't know how long this is going to be. But we've made our commitment to the community that we will do anything, including making business cases to the government around support for the community and businesses. And we can do it ourselves as a council anyway. And we're getting that underway straight away, as I said, with Visit Rupehu, making sure that people know Rotorua is open, and we're working with Google Maps as well to make sure that they understand that as well.
Don, have you had any initial conversations with government?
Look, only with NZTA at the stage. We're well used to making business cases to the government now around roading. But what we need is to get some timelines around that, and then we are, we'll be straight into government. The one thing NCTA made the full commitment was that, though, any changes or any upgrades we need for our alternative routes will be fully funded by NCTA, not by a ratepayer.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Don Cameron, who's the Ruapehu District Mayor, talking about, well, how they're going to get around this road closure.